This is Tim Willett.
Community Radio in your city. Cambridge 105.
It's almost 5:30. It's time to welcome our studio guest this afternoon. I was gonna say this week because I normally do a weekly show, but it's Monday and this is a daily show. Anyway, it's Holly Phipps. Hello, Holly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good, welcome to the studio.
Thanks very much.
You know Alex. Alex has suggested that you come in and tell us about this organisation that you're involved with. It's all to do with running.
Yes, it is.
Now, I understand you're a big running fanatic in the first place.
Yeah, I might not say fanatic, but I do love running.
Okay.
Yes.
So, a little bit of background about you then. How long have you been into running and general keeping fit for?
So, I'm 20 years old and I started running when I was 8. So, pretty much since I can remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you do this as a way of keeping fit or a stress relief or...?
For me, it is just a love. I just love running. I always have, really. So, I've run competitively, but also just for fun. I do it with friends. Yeah, it's just really a social thing for me.
Okay. All right. You live in Cambridge normally, but you're at university...
Yes.
So you're back at the moment for the summer and you got involved with this organisation, which is called Run For Your Life Cambridge.
Yes, that's right.
So give us a potted history of Run For Your Life Cambridge. What's it all about?
Cool. So Run For Your Life Cambridge is basically a group set up to get people who are busy or who have been involved in running or who never have, who would love to get involved, start running for whatever reason that is, fitness, social aspects. It's really just a community to get people who'd like to run up and running and with a group of friends who can support them in Cambridge.
Okay. Is this starting in Cambridge the first place that it's launched?
Yes, so we've started and we've launched some groups. It's actually a really big community now of 200 members. So, yeah, pretty exciting.
So if you say it's 200 members, do they all go out at once? Because that sounds a bit scary.
No. So
how does it work?
Yeah. So what we have is small groups of up to 8 runners and they meet midweek. So we've got Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays and parkrun on a Saturday. And you always have only 8 runners or up to 8 in the group. And one of those runners will be a trained professional coach who will be there to support you, encourage you and lead the session. And the others will be of all abilities, people you've never met, close friends, all ages.
Yeah. And are there different group leaders per each walk? Run. Walk.
Can
you do a walk?
You can.
But you can do a walk.
Yeah, yeah.
So you start.
You can walk, you can do it. You can jog, you can sprint, whatever you can do, really.
And there'll be a leader for each of those
yes.
groups.
So each group has a designated coach who is LERF trained, which is Leader in Running Fitness trained. So I'm one of the leaders. There are, I think it's 6 others, and they all have one. So you'll always recognise the person you go to the group of because they're there every single week. Yeah.
Are you put into groups then of different ability, or will you have people of differing abilities within that group?
So there are people of all different abilities in the group. So, for example, I led a group on Wednesday. We had someone who had run for the county there, and then an older man who's great, who was a bit slower, who'd done loads of running, but was just a bit older and slower than the rest. So what we do is...
That's me. The one left to wait for each
time. Yeah, it'll be me as well.
Yeah, so we have a policy of no one gets left behind. So we have designed a format where basically we always do a session where we will all finish in the same place. So this session I led, we did out and back, so you run out at whatever speed you want. So, for example, you could walk it, you could sprint it, and then you turn at 10 minutes and turn back. But that was just one session, but we all finished at the same spot, all were there to encourage each other, water, whatever, high fives at the end.
That sounds really nice.
Okay, so you do it by minutes as opposed to distance.
Yes, basically. So if you can't run a 5K, we won't make you run a 5K. If you can, great.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds more achievable, I think.
Yeah.
And then you can build up.
Exactly. So you basically come to us and say, I'd like to run a 5K. I've never done one before. Or you say, I'm an elite 5K runner. Help me get a quicker time. And we've designed a fun and easy way of catering to all abilities rather than only one ability and you feel left behind.
So do you get advice as well on how to build up
So because
stamina
it's,
and whatever.
Exactly. So because it is a regular weekly group, you'll have advice from coaches, you'll have advice from friends every single week. You can come back and, yeah, just be encouraged.
And I see, I Googled it earlier just to see what it was, and I see that you can do, there's runs all around the city, isn't there?
Yes.
On different days.
Yes.
Could you go to all of them if you're really keen?
If you're super keen,
I'm not suggesting. I'm just giving an example.
So say don't run before you can walk.
Literally.
But, yeah.
If you couldn't make one, then you could go to one somewhere else.
Easily. So the best thing to do is to Google us, which is Run For Your Life Cambridge, or to search our Facebook page, which is Run For Your Life Cambridge, and join the group. We have runs all across Cambridge in the Science Park, West Site, Coleridge Road, Camborne, Cherry Hinton and the Roman Road.
I live in Camborne.
No,
there's one at Coleridge Road for me as well. So.
Well, that's my group.
Oh,
you're in.
See, there you go.
Yeah. And so just search on the website and you can book on directly. It's really easy.
Are they around a park or are they around roads or is it vary depending on where you are?
It will vary. So what we have, if we have a run for the week. So every group does the same run, hence why it's a community. We're all part of different groups, but we come together. So in that week, we might all be doing a road run or we might all be doing a park run, as in a run around a park. But it really depends on the week and we'd like to change it up a bit.
So if you're interested, you get in touch with you first and say, I'm going to come along and then...
Yeah, basically just book on the website. There's something called Run Together, which is our booking system. It's really easy. Just click book now. I think most people could do it. And basically you'll just give your email and your number if you want. Also the Facebook group's a really good way to know who's going.
So I'm guessing it's quite a good way if you aren't that confident running and you haven't got anyone to run with for security reasons and for have people to run with, safety.
Yeah, that's the main thing really, that's where it came from. So we found that a lot of new runners or a lot of busy runners or runners who just couldn't motivate themselves anymore needed a group. And I personally find that I really need someone there to say, look, I know it's raining, but I'm at this spot, I'm ready to run with you and we'll get a drink at the end or something fun like that. And that's what we do. This group is something you can book into the diary. It's not just running for yourself, hence the name, it's running for your life. And it becomes part of your life, it becomes a routine, it becomes something you just want to do.
I guess you make friends as well.
Yeah, so you see the same people, you go along with friends, you can invite friends. And it's really a way to be part of something where everyone's got the same aim. And whether it's to run quicker or to run or to jog, you've all got some common interest.
I did notice one of your... runs coming up is a social run. It says followed by the pub afterwards.
Yeah,
which
that was the one I led.
Quite
nice. My favourite.
Quite nice.
With 10 people along, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And all of this is completely free as well.
Yes. So similar to park run, everything is free and it always will be. So it really is just a community. We're not doing this for profit. All our leaders are volunteers. There's no catch. Just come along, turn up, and say thanks.
And say thanks.
Well, you don't have to do that. Yeah.
That would be nice.
Out of breath.
That would be nice.
Thanks. Brilliant. Well, I've been considering running or getting into running for a little while because I have issues with my body weight and
don't we all?
Yeah, yes. And I have issues with motivation.
Yeah.
And I've tried lots of different things and I go through periods where I think, I don't really care about my weight. I'm just going to be what. And then I go through other periods where I think perhaps I should start doing something. And running is something I did. I took up actually quite a long time ago when I was younger. I don't know why, because I hated running at school. But for some reason, I did it, and I did manage to do a couple of miles run every sort of couple of days, and it really helped. But I did it by myself. But I'm not sure whether I would have the motivation to do it by myself these days. So this is something that, it does appeal to me.
Mm. I think you'd be surprised, but a lot of people say that. Running is the easiest way to get into exercise or just looking after your body. And something we always say is this: what sets us apart really from any other club or any other group is this isn't just about running.
Yeah.
And you don't have to love running to come. Yeah. You just have to care about your life and care about other people. Mm. And actually you come because you're running for your life, and not literally, but you know, you're running for...
Our set group a big is, dog on you.
Yeah, exactly. But it's all about your mental health and your physical health. We don't just want to push you to run as hard as possible. Actually, we care about you and we care about your life. And, you know, I remember talking to Carrie, who's the founder of the group, Carrie Bedingfield. She was saying, actually, their group, they've shared ups and downs. She's had men crying in the group. Men don't cry, but, you know, big men crying, younger ladies really sharing struggles. And you know, you bring your life to that group, and it's really a luxury to have time to talk, to chat. You always have an opportunity to speak to someone in that group, and yeah, it's
what
just
not
running
to like,
for your
I
life
think. I think we should both look at signing up now.
Well, yeah, we have it. You're
that's
sold.
We should go together.
Yes. I all used right. to do a running club. I joined a running club having tried similar things to lose weight and look at different ways of, and I was getting quite fit, and I thought, right, I'm going to join one of the 0 to 5k things.
Yeah.
But they're 6-week courses, and I found the first couple of weeks were fine.
Yeah.
Then everything just ramped up big time, and I ended up with a stress fracture in my ankle, which really made me then I couldn't do any of the exercise I was doing before, and I was really upset. And a lot of it was because it was all road running, and because they wanted to get you through this course, you had to kind of all run. And I was all this one that they had to sort of, not just me, but a few of us, there was a few that were very good runners that were just doing it for a bit of extra running.
Yeah.
And I think having it different abilities makes a lot. And I like that run back and forwards.
Yeah.
The run to
run
and
back.
Back
forwards to the pub.
Well, yeah, that's always a good bonus, because then you get time to chat.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But I think that sounds like a good... I'm definitely very interested.
Excellent. Well, you might have two new participants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anybody else that's listening as well.
Yeah.
So what's the best way to find you then?
So the best way is just to Google us, Run For Your Life Cambridge, or to join our Facebook group, which is also Run For Your Life. And as I said, you can book on to runs. You can contact people on the Facebook page. We post pretty regularly, so it's not hard to find out what's going on. Everyone's welcome.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.